Now, from CJBK News, Close Up.
Today, for the first time in a while, the people of London will have the opportunity to buy a newspaper other than the Free Press. It's the London Tribune, a weekly newspaper. And Mark Emery, who owns the City Lights bookstore downtown, is the new publisher of the paper. Now, starting up the newspaper is definitely going against the scheme of things. After all, two major newspapers, the Winnipeg Tribune and the Ottawa Journal, folded just last week. And there is now a rumor that the government is going to help out the papers. Emery says the thought of that makes him cringe.
The most alarming prospect out of that is the fact that the government is actually considering subsidizing the papers that were losing a bundle just to preserve the jobs of newspaper people, whom I'm sure if they're competent will easily find work elsewhere, and improve the general journalism generally in all other papers by having the best talent being now afforded to other papers. I think if the government gets into newspapers in the same manner they've gotten into radio and television and completely locked up and controlled the industry entirely, then we're in big trouble.
Emery says while other newspapers give you news from around the world, his weekly will concentrate heavily on the local news.
We have a very local scope. We are dealing with, in more depth, with local events, local sports, local entertainment, local politics, this sort of thing. For some people, very cosmopolitan, big city people who are visiting from Montreal, New York, would find it very dull. But most people who live in London, most people who advertise in newspapers in London or in anything want to approach a market that's very intimately concerned with what's going on in the city. So we'll have very major stories breaking, we'll have very major editorials, but we'll also have neighborhood news too.
Emery believes that the day of the daily newspaper has come and gone. And now it's time for the weekly.
A daily paper has a very difficult time competing with the electronic media. Well, in London, for example, look at your own radio station. Your news is pumped out every half hour. Updates are constantly offered. Things are whipping off the wire, and they're transmitted to the audience instantly. It doesn't have to go through any, composition. Doesn't have to go to a print. Doesn't have time lag going to a retail. Doesn't have to be picked up. It can be absorbed and heard instantly. And a daily paper really only offers the same thing in slightly more depth when it comes to news on a daily basis.
The first issue of the London Tribune, the one you see on the streets today, will be free. But from then on, you'll have to cough up a quarter to get a look at London's newest newspaper. I'm Georgie Binks.